know what this goes, Radio Krishna, or Talking Head, whatever. But being a transparent media, you know, we have sometimes the expression of a person who is enlightened, that, you know, they are clear mind, clear consciousness. And this transparent media means that you turn towards God and just become transparent, meaning there's not any mud and fog and mold, you know, gross or modes of nature there in between. So that's all we should do. And when we do this sarnagata, this surrender to God, that's actually what we're doing. We're just opening ourselves to God and saying, here, yes, I'm yours, and you now act through me, and I don't want to have anything in between me and you, you and me. So then, like the act of surrender, saranagati, it's really, it's not just a philosophical thing, it's really an important opening up of one's consciousness and life, and thus an important experience. Clearing up. And as you do that, then, well, God can and will most probably act through you, because you don't see your own ego there as something separate in between, of who is independently doing it. Yeah, you can do it that way also if you want, but saranagati means that, and being a bhakti and devotee means that you become the instrument, the tool. You just open up and clear, and then whew, God can act through you effortlessly. And thus it is explained there in the ancient wisdom of India that this is how a guru should be. Then you can act as a guru. Because a guru is simply a transparent medium between us and God.